Hello. In the last video, entitled Jesus is God, we discussed how our doctrines and theology can become very skewed when we try to build them outside of Jesus Christ. We have to look through the lens of Jesus Christ to see God's true nature and character. For Jesus is God, and he reveals his nature, his character, his will, and shows us how loving and beautiful and amazing our God really is. So for me, this started when I was reading the scriptures and I was feeling beat up and condemned, because how many of you know that the devil knows the Bible better than any of us, and he will use it as a club to beat you up, to try to bring that separation from God, to get you to shrink back, to forget the cross, and to hide in shame just like Adam and Eve did. So the Holy Spirit said to me, as I'm reading the Bible and I'm feeling so condemned because, man, I know I've screwed up and I've sinned, and for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the Holy Spirit says to me, Jake, I reveal Jesus Christ. I come to reveal truth of who he is, because when you see him, you will be like him. So the more you gaze and behold Jesus and his beauty, the more you see who you really are and who he's made you to be once you've given your life to him. The old man has died. Behold, the new has come. As he is, so are you in this world. So the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus Christ to us. He does not dig up the dead man, the old man, and reveal our flaws and all of that. So one of the doctrines that has been so skewed because, again, we don't look through the lens of Jesus is the fear of the Lord. I grew up very afraid of God and ran into the world because I tried my best and failed miserably and knew I deserved punishment. And I felt like God was just judging me, condemning me, constantly correcting me, because I did not understand the true nature and character of God, that it's his love that sets us free, his unconditional love, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Even now, today, you can run boldly into your Father's arms through the cross of Jesus Christ, no matter what you've done. So the fear of the Lord, what is it not, first of all? We know for a fact that it can't be human fear, the fear that's in the world. For the spirit of the fear of the Lord was upon Jesus Christ. What is the spirit of the fear of the Lord? For God, for 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. There is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears has not been perfected in love, 1 John 4:18. So fear of God, the fear of the Lord, cannot be this, I'm afraid God's judging me, punishing me, walking on eggshells, like I thought it was growing up, that caused me to shrink back in shame. So Hebrews 10:38-39 tells us that we are not those that shrink back. We are not those who shrink back and are destroyed. It says, first it says, my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not those who shrink back and are destroyed. We are the ones who believe in the cross of Christ. That Adam and Eve, right? They shrank back. They shrank back from God in shame because they knew they had screwed up, and God still chased them down. Instead of repenting, they pointed their fingers at each other and tried to cover themselves, and that didn't work out so well. But guess what? We're not those who shrink back. Like the Israelites telling Moses, you go up on the mountain. They were terrified, right? But now we see who Jesus is. We see his love through the cross, that at our very worst, he died for us, that he lifts us up, that God loves us so, so much. He loves you so much. So you don't have to shrink back in shame. You can run directly to God. So the fear of the Lord is faith in God. You know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, 1 Corinthians 1, 2, and 3 show us that human wisdom and God's wisdom are opposite. God's wisdom is Jesus Christ. God's wisdom is hearing the Holy Spirit, trusting in God, trusting in the unseen, trusting in God's word that he watches over to perform even when you can't see it, even when it doesn't make natural sense. And the Bible tells us that the soulish man, the natural man, does not receive the things of the Spirit. So God puts to shame the wisdom of the wise. So human wisdom, God's wisdom, opposite. The wisdom you see in the world, like hiding back from being afraid of COVID, being afraid of all these things. Guess what the Bible says? You will not fear the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. No plague comes near your tent. That's the fear of the Lord, the awe and the wonder of God, to lift him up and say, God, you are glorious. Yes, God, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. It's like if you see a grizzly bear or a polar bear, like that's terrifying, but not for their cub. You are God's cub. You do not have to be afraid of your father. God forbid that my kids would ever be walking around on eggshells afraid of me, that I'm going to correct them or punish them. No, I want them to run into my arms. And God does the same, just like the prodigal son. When he came home expecting, God, I'll be your servant, God runs and clothes him in righteousness, clothes him in his grace. So the fear of the Lord, again, we are the bride of Christ. You are now the bride. You have died to the law so you could belong to God in union and intimacy, and as his bride, he loves you more than any husband has ever loved his wife. Any romantic movies you've watched, God is so much more romantic and so much more in love with you. And he is tender and compassionate, slow to anger, and full of steadfast love. So Psalm 147 says that God does not delight in the strength of the warrior and the horse or the chariot, but he delights in those who trust in, who fear him, who trust in his steadfast love. That's faith in God. Again, it's trusting in God. It is not, yes, again, God is omnipotent and all powerful and could crush you. He could just, but he won't, because he loves you. That's so dumb. You can run into his arms. And there's people like, well, there's people who, you know, we're too familiar with God, we don't know anything about. Guess what? The gospel's all about knowing Jesus. Paul said he counts all rubbish, everything he does in the world is garbage compared to the excellency of the intimate knowledge of Jesus Christ. So Jesus wants to know you. And that word is like more intimate than a husband knows his wife. It is union. It is intimacy. You are able to know God. So boldly run to the throne of grace. Whenever you sin, if you mess up, if you're feeling shame or haven't done enough, run boldly into the throne of grace. Run into his arms wherever you are, whatever you've done. You are forgiven. You can go through the cross right into the Holy of Holies and sit and receive grace to help in time of need, receive the love of God, receive his just amazing kindness and compassion and mercy, and know that you are loved. God is not looking to judge, condemn, or correct. He wants to pour, he is love, and he wants to pour that love into your heart. That love will rule your life. That love will lead you out of temptation. That love will lead you to love others. But first, you have to know how loved you are. And this is unconditional. I'm saying it is unconditional. In the world where people give to get, God loves you and asks for nothing in return. Nothing in return. Just trust in his son, trust the cross, trust in his love, and go into his presence and watch what happens in your life. Watch the blessings and health and the provision. Watch how you love others. Watch how you are set free from temptation and from sin and bondage, things that attack your soul. Watch what happens when you go into the, as you are. See, religion says, clean yourself up, then go to God. No, go to God right now as you are and let his love wash over you. I will tell you, my testimony was, I was in the world, rebellious alcoholic, chasing every girl, and Jesus came into my room and I fell terrified on the ground. And I heard a verse, Mark 6:50, which is when he was walking on water and he says, it's me, don't be afraid. And so all of a sudden I knew it was Jesus, and I felt this wave and this washing of love. That presence that came into my room was Jesus Christ. And I knew that everything I had been taught in religion growing up was completely opposite to who this person was in my room, washing me with their grace and their love and their mercy and their compassion. And you have the ability to intimately and personally know Jesus Christ today as he is right now. And you can go as you are right now into his presence. God bless you.